Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, the first day of Lent, commonly called Ash Wednesday, I'm calling Remember, O Man, is written by the Most Reverend Archbishop John T. Calhoun, late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. He first gave this Ash Wednesday, March 2000. The chilling Ash Wednesday admonition comes from the third chapter of the book of Genesis. Adam and Eve have disobeyed God, and God is dealing out their punishments. One of the punishments for Adam is that from now on, the earth is going to be his enemy, and he is going to have difficulty cultivating it and getting food from it. God says, In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Remember, O man. The idea that human beings are dust comes from the previous chapter of Genesis. The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. We are made from dust and ashes, and when we die, we go back to dust and ashes. At burials, we commit dead bodies to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Remember, O man. So Ash Wednesday is a reminder that we are going to die, that this life we live is indeed transitory, fleeting, passing away. The epistle to the Hebrews tells us, It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. After we are dead, God is going to judge us. So how we live our lives in this world matters, because we don't believe this transitory life is all there is. There is another life beyond this one, and we can choose to spend it either with God in heaven or with the devil in hell. Remember, O man. In this evening's gospel, Jesus cautions us against any form of spiritual showing off. Hypocrites fast and go around with losses in order to impress other people. Whatever spiritual discipline and exercise we undertake should be directed toward God, not to impress Him into being lenient with us, but to show Him that at least at some level of our being, we are serious about doing what He wants of us. And also to show that we are grateful to Him for what He has done. He created us. He gave us life. And when we turned away from obeying Him, He sent Jesus to die for us, to forgive us, and to reconcile us unto Him. The ashes go onto your foreheads in the form of a cross. The cross has saved us from sin, and the cross has saved us from everlasting death. What God wants from us on Ash Wednesday and throughout Lent, and every other day and season of the year, is repentance. Acknowledging that we sin, turning to Him for forgiveness and help, changing our lives accordingly. This is a true saying and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Remember, O man. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.